Idaho and Timbuktu, musty prawns and hullabaloo. My thought today is about intention and attention. Like, Clive, what is this nonsense? What are you trying to force with it? Okay, hear me out. So since my trip to Seattle, I've noticed a little shift in my energy. Not a great shift. A shift enough that I'm finding it easier to be present in the current moment in general. And noticing things, noticing people, being observant. Just being present. Which is, this is not a podcast for the meditation, but it is philosophy. And it is classic wisdom that I think will enhance most of our lives. And I found a new guy. I forget his name. I do apologizing. But his teachings are basically Buddhist, that is very accessible in terms of how he explains it and presents that information. Really, one of those bigger ideas is, right, by getting out of our mind, we can just appreciate the moment. I've seen this in Stoicism, you've probably heard of this. And taking the time now to be like, hey, like, this is, I'm saying like, the time to say, okay, how can we be present? How can we be careful in how we're setting our attention? Mistake. How can we set our intention and then direct our attention? Wherever attention goes, energy will flow. Another wisdom I've come to really appreciate and like, because I think that idea of where's our energy going? How is it going? Where is it going towards? What are things that will grow because of that? Example. This is, simple stuff, and I've seen it work wonders. So I go to the gym. You don't get buff by just going to the gym once. You also don't get buff by going to the gym never, right? The process of going to the gym and changing yourself day by day is what working out is. It's not, okay, I have big biceps now. You don't just get big arms. It's not only showing up, you're also treating your body right. You're showing yourself that self-care of feeding yourself the protein, feeding yourself the carbs and all that, making sure you're eating mindfully so you can be fueled to build a better body, build a better life. Because, right, as your body gets better, you're going to be like, oh, I could do more crap. I'm more energetic. I'm happier. And that's a powerful thing. I do watch the people in my gym. I watch them. I'm kind of a watcher, observer. I've always had that ability to just sit back and watch and enjoy the show. My impression, not fact, what I see with trainers. So I will get my training credentials. That is a project I do want to work on, as well as maybe doing some sort of voice acting thing. These are little projects that I have been thinking of and things I would like to give a try in the future, because I think they are in line with who I am, what I'd like to do, where I want to go, blah, 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 yada, yada, bada, babbity, bibbity, babbity. And you know me, I do sort of have a, I give away with energy, I think is the better way to say it. And transferring energy. Maybe transforming it is part of that process too. I've noticed a lot at work that I can shift the vibe of energy depending on how I talk and communicate with people. And that's something younger me wasn't really thinking about. Prioritizing, I was more focused on like me, that ego of the skills that I have, things that I can do, like me, my business, the you know, the attention that I'm getting from people by doing things, and maybe getting older, getting older and a little wiser, is that it is very, very, very important to also encourage and support and be present for those around us. Yeah, so this is definitely going a lot deeper than I thought. I did not expect this. Yeah, I just started talking because I had this idea, and now it's like, oh, this is good stuff, Club. This is good. I think it's something we all can try to bring more to our lives, and that, hey, like, you know, your voice, how you talk with people, how you communicate, things that you sort of focus on, you know, attention, intention. And yeah, since being back, I felt I've been very much more on my toes, energetically speaking, and in terms of presence. I think that is something a little bit magical. On you know, the same point, I've definitely had moments where I'm not as present, where I'm just like, oh, let me just watch these videos, I don't want to do anything. That's, I think, it's the human condition there. And then we will increase the time we're being present. I don't know. I'm just, you know, these are all things, you know, stuff we could play with, right? Right? It's an idea. Let's try it. You know, let me try a different way of phrasing things or how I talk to people. What's the worst that can happen? Really nothing. It's like coffee. Eh, let's maybe make the coffee. Honestly, though, funny. It is so funny. Working at effing Starbucks is really kind of funny. Like, the crap that just always happens and happens without fail is, it's so funny because it just happens and you know it's going to happen. Like, they come to the driver box like, hello? Hello? And that is definitely like a social conditioning thing. I also think that capitalism has some sort of roots in my experience at Starbucks that have made it not ideal, per se. And that's, you know, that's sort of how it goes. In news, though, in California, the minimum wage for fast food joints is going up to $20 an hour. Now, that's interesting stuff, because Starbucks can't do nothing about that. Union Starbucks can fight. If the states, or let's say federal wages go up, literally, well, Starbucks will have to pay more. So that is an interesting sort of angle. That, not necessarily to force companies to unionize, but to encourage, like, hey, you got to pay more money. Because, like, in this country, it's, that's how it is, right? The government says, hey, you got to pay more, you got to pay more. Now, what does that mean? Well, prices will definitely go up. It's kind of like a similar thing to the whole tipping versus not. Like, if restaurants just paid their workers, like, entry-level job wages and say, you just get paid, you do this, boom, right? It's fine. No, they pay less and say, okay, now the cost is now put onto customers. A thing I, you know, fundamentally don't like. Another thing I fundamentally don't like is the idea of, you know, not that I don't like vegans, not that I don't like the pronoun thing. I think they're modern problems, also problems of a first world nation that basically, right, if you're living, I thought this when I was in Costa Rica, honestly. I really did think this. If you're a farmer, a coffee farmer in Costa Rica, I literally met some. You know, you got your kids, your family. You're just trying to put food on the plate. You're just trying to do a good job. The people there had a really good work ethic and were proud about their... I know, it seems like a duck. Surprise. Donald Duck hair. My dad does the Donald Duck voice. So back to that. If you are... Oh, what a beautiful sunset. That's cool. And take those moments, also appreciate those little things. The moments you have with the customers, your friends, your coworkers. Another... Please, take that nugget from this. And now, moving on to our programming. What happens, right, when you're just worried about that? You don't have, there's no space for things like, oh, I can only eat vegan stuff. Which, right, is also marketing, because you're like, you have to now buy all these things that are, quote, vegan, that don't contain animal products. And it's doable, I don't know. But now, if you look historically, I can get much more behind. I've tended towards vegetarianism. There's health benefits to that. Also, it's been around. There was a time when it was, I was a much, you could say, cleaner eater. Maybe not cleaner eater. I did not really focus on protein, so I just was eating vegetables, and my calorie counts were lower. But now that I'm a lifter of heavy things, I do prioritize protein. Now, of course, like, tofu is a protein, and eggs are protein. So if I were to go, like, meatless, definitely doable, because you can, honestly, it wouldn't require too much change, right? I could do 2 scoops of protein powder. That's about 50 grams. So for those, here's a little, like, fitness tip, too. You want to hit your protein, okay? So 1 gram per pound is, like, this sort of standard. And it's easy to remember. You don't have to do math. You're just like, okay. Now, the exception also is, like, if you're, like, really heavy, if you're, let's say, like, 300 pounds, you can do something more like 1 gram of your target weight, which is going to be, like, 250, or even if you're going for less than that. Realistically, ignoring that, 1 gram, right, if you're 200 grams, 150. Easy to remember. So protein powder, it's about 20, 25 grams per scoop. So, you know, once, twice a day, you're getting there. Chicken is definitely really high. Beef, eggs are pretty reasonable. Greek yogurt is another straightforward one. And I guess the hard part, right, is like the chicken, let's say I'm having, you're doing 9 ounces, which is about 70, 80 grams. The tofu, like one block of tofu is pretty good. You could do like 1.5. So things you can think about, ways you can consider things. But right, if you were vegan, right, you might not be able to have certain protein powders, I know, but you probably can make it work. As long as you're hitting those protein goals overall, I think there's no issue. Just thoughts I'm having out loud. So, you know, there's a little workout advice. It's 1 gram of protein, and, like, honestly, if you clean up your eating like that, just kind of be mostly a clean eating, right? You don't eat exactly like a Gavon. You're like, all right, let me eat the healthy stuff. You could have some of the other stuff. Because, right, if you create this sort of binge and restrict, you probably end up going too heavy, and also, right, you're like pedestalizing, or you're like, oh, this food is good, this is not, and food is food, right? You're eating food to enjoyment, or you're eating food to fuel the body. So as long as you're like, these are things that you are being aware of, then we're good. And it's that awareness that is also really important. Because if you're just sort of like, oh, yeah, let me do this or that, you know, we want to be creating those better experiences. So that's something to take from, you know, my ranting here. So we have that. Other stuff I'd like to talk about with you. Yeah, just like the switch in energy for me has been pretty noticeable in a good way. Being a little more playful. And playfulness will not come from being more present, because you're not in your mind, like, in your thoughts. Just, you do things are just things. The actions are just actions. People aren't, you know. we don't really suffer from, it's kind of like that main character syndrome, but like, oh, everything's about me. And it's like, realistically, you know, like in everyone else's life, you're just an NPC. You're just like literally I'm the barista. You know, you have a laugh, you have a little fun, and that's the interaction. And then others, people, you're like, oh, you have a little more of a, you know, to know people, get to be like, oh, like, what do you do? How's life? Blah, blah, blah. And, right, you're not going to have that interaction with everyone. That's not really possible. You can, you know, have that with as many as possible. Who wants to? You know, some people are just like, ah, blah, 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 coming. So that's another funny thing. People are in that sort of just like, they, you could see they're in like that robot mode. It's like, all right, well, I ain't for you, bro. Because, like, you're just like, I want this, bit, pop, 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 pop. And, you know, the time will come when the robots are doing the ordering. I can't wait for that day. I don't know. Starbucks, we'll see where it goes. I don't think Starbucks is going anywhere. I think it's here to stay. But with, you know, the shift of like robots and then also, yeah, this wage thing happens. That could definitely, because, like, corporate, even McDonald's, right? Anything that's really big will have to, you know, we'll just charge more. So that could just increase regular coffee. You're like, I like coffee. You like coffee, you like coffee. Starbucks' greatest gift has been introducing people to coffee and, you know, maybe not making it more accessible, but making it more of a thing that people do. You know, it's a thing that's like, oh, okay, like, you know, I drink coffee or I don't drink coffee, you know, stuff like that. You know, that's the world. So, yeah, that's what I got for you now. Anywho's about to be at the gym and all that good stuff. So, yeah, being present is the topic of this one, and until next time.